Anti-gun Hollywood steps up armed protection for Golden Globes. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 5, 2020. Actors and actresses in anti-gun Hollywood will be surrounded by armed security on Sunday as they attend the 77th annual Golden Globes. New York Daily News reports Beverly Hills Police Department Captain Michael Hill saying, "We have a robust security plan that includes assistance from our local, state, and federal law enforcement partners. Additionally, we will be using the most contemporary technologies in an attempt to ensure the ceremony is held without incident." Variety quotes Beverly Hills Police Lieutenant Robert Maycott noting that the U.S. strike against Iran has not altered the security plan. Rather, he noted that security is similar to what it was last year. Breitbart News reported that 2019 security included barricades, bomb-sniffing dogs, armed guards, LAPD officers, and numerous security checkpoints for attendees as they arrive for the Golden Globes. Golden Globes security has been high level for many years. Breitbart News noted that the January 8, 2017, Golden Globes were surrounded by good guys with guns and body armor. There were also security dogs, SWAT, and special FBI teams taking part in security. Breitbart noted that Matt Damon was at the 2017 awards. The very Matt Damon who made millions of dollars using guns in the Bourne film series, yet called for an Australia-like gun ban for the rest of America. Other gun controllers, including Jessica Chastain and Ryan Reynolds, were also in attendance, enjoying the benefits of good guys with guns while fighting off-screen to limit those benefits for average Americans. The 2016 Golden Globes featured security personnel wearing tactical gear and carrying handguns and AR-15s with high-capacity magazines. Weapons that looked very similar to civilian guns so many Hollywood actors and actresses want to bar law-abiding citizens from owning. Throughout 2019, Hollywood celebrities have reacted to criminal use of firearms by calling for more gun controls across the board. For example, following the July 28th Garlic Festival attack in Gilroy, California, actors John Leguizamo, Billy Baldwin, and Bradley Whitford all voiced gun control rhetoric. Following a November 14, 2019 shooting at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California, actress Deborah Messing tweeted for gun control and made sure to include a shout-out to Michael Bloomberg-funded Moms Demand Action. Little Mermaid's Lin-Manuel Miranda made a general call for more gun control now, while Piper Perabo used the shooting to push for universal background checks in particular. None of the celebrities noted that California already has every gun control the Democrats are pushing at the federal level, including an assault weapons ban, a 10-day waiting period for gun purchases, firearm registration requirements, confiscation laws, and universal background checks. The celebrities also failed to mention that the Garlic Festival and Saugus High School were both gun-free zones. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.